The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Thank you for putting up with me tonight. I'm running a little behind and it's all Dean's fault. And so Dean, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Sorry, everybody. I made Gary late tonight.
Yeah, but you know, that's okay. You know, it's just what you do, you know, it's just,
I had drama. I had some drama, you know? I had to fix.
He fainted. He's like, oh, he has drama fits so bad he faints. Anyway, so that's all right though.
I'm like one of those little fainting goats, you know, those little goats that run and they hear noise and they just fall over. That's me.
You're like that. You are. You're like a fainting goat. That's for real. I want to buy a fainting goat. Somebody give me a fainting goat. If you guys got fainting goats and you want to get rid of them, here you are.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing in the world.
They're fun. They're fun. You know, but I don't want to scare them. I don't want to be like, bah! You know, the goat falls.
See, that's
out.
What,
you know?
That's what I would do all the time.
That's cruel. Cruel to animals. You don't want to be cruel. You know, you don't want to do that. No, I think they just, I don't know. They just do it. It's a nervous tic or something disorder. They're not really fainting. They just go stiff, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's funny when you faint and you go into a drama dance.
I do. Oh, if you guys only knew.
I do have a drama dance. Don't you dare tell them my drama dances.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. It's all right.
I had one yesterday.
Did you? You have a meltdown?
Well, yeah. All right. I went to get a computer. So
here we go. Here we go. I ask, right, Michelle? Now we get to get on the ride.
So I already knew what I wanted, so I went to Best Buy. And so I went in there and asked the guy about the computer. And he lied to me. He started telling me things that the computer does that it doesn't do. And so I kept questioning him, and I'm like, what chip is in there now? And he kept telling me things. So I finally got irritated enough, so I picked up the little information packet on the side of it and put it right by his face and said, see, right here, you don't know the information. You don't know anything about this computer. So I just walked out in the middle of the conversation. I walked out the store.
After 2 hours.
He was literally talking to me, and I just walked out the store.
For 2 hours. Like, oh, sorry, did you tase him?
No, they didn't. I had a taser. I had a taser on me.
I think I just tased him.
He was waiting for me to do it.
I was polite about it. I was not rude to the guy at all. Walked out.
This is a crazy week where people are doing this number. They're pointing the finger at each other. You know, I don't know if you guys are catching any of that. You know, but this is a week where people are definitely going, you did it. No, you did it. I didn't do it. You did it. I didn't do it. You did it. You did it twice. I didn't do it at all. You did it. You know, and so that's kind of what's going on. And that's like a little bit of a dramatic thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with you. It just has to do with the demons du jour. The demons on the planet are playing those games. And so don't get sucked in. You can't get sucked in. You just got to get your spiritual gifts out, clear your energy, and you guys are going to feel good. And so that's the key. And if that don't work, do it again. Okay? Do it again. And then you'll feel good. Then you really will. And so you ever do that, Dean? No.
You know what? I try my hardest, but I get sucked in first. Once I'm in, then
you're on the ride, right? Then you're on the drama ride.
Yeah, in my mind, then I'm like, oh, great. Here I am. Now the demons have got me. And then I'm trying to clear it. But at that point, I'm already, you know, halfway through with the ride. I just won't finish it at that point.
Okay.
And Michelle just looks at me and she laughs.
I'm like, you definitely need a clearing.
She's like,
or therapy.
She's like, you should call Gary. And I'm like, don't you tell me about Gary right now.
I hate him too.
Next time I hate him too. Call Gary myself.
Yeah. I hate him too for various reasons. All right. Well, there you go. So you have our junk. I hope you guys had a miserable week. No, I didn't. No, I hope you guys did not have a miserable week. I hope you had a great week. But this was a big week of drama. It really was. There was all kinds of little drama going on. Let me talk to Mark Milos. I feel like he's got some drama story. I don't know.
Hey, Mark, I see him right here.
Yeah, and he's above it. He's like really, he's sailing above it. He's doing pretty good. You know, did you even, you know, like you're usually sailing way above. Did you have any drama? Or was it just all good?
There's always drama. We live on Earth.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, there's work drama. There's always work drama. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how you doing, Mark? How are you?
Thanks to you and everybody here trying to stay above it, you know, punching, doing good, you know, it's
good.
Like, truckloads of gold bars are coming, still coming. So very
good.
Yep.
Good. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? You can like see it. You can feel it. You'll see something, and then all of a sudden it'll manifest in the physical world, and you'll go, wow, this is really going on, you know? And so that's good. That's good. I see it with a lot of people. A lot of people I'm talking to are really, really having, you know, great stuff go on. And so, there's a new spiritual, there we go, dump truck loads. And so there's a spiritual gift. And this is a brand new spiritual gift, and I'm trying to get savvy in using it. When it takes me a few weeks to really get to where I can use a certain gift, it's a complicated gift usually, and it usually does multiple things. This is a game changer. I'm going to work on it tomorrow in the master class. With you guys that attend the masterclass, I want to show you guys this gift. This gift is, I don't know how many of you will be able to get it. I don't know if all of you will be able to get it. I don't know if none of you will be able to. I have no experience with that gift, giving it to someone else. I only have the gift of using it. It was a word that I'm not familiar with. I'm like, God, what is this gift? And he showed it to me. It comes from a very high quarry, if you would. Like in Zion Heaven, all the castles are made out of like citron, you know, like citrine. Here, like this one, or citrine, sorry. The amethyst and different, you know, different quarries, diamonds. And then there's one heaven that's a diamond heaven. And these planets, these heavens, if you would, are really physical places that exist throughout God's universes. If you have the gift of these places, these energy vortexes and these physical places, like Zion Heaven is a physical heaven, and many more are, this is kind of a different thing. Earth is a physical heaven, so the dynamics here on Earth work very different than the dynamics, say, on some of the other heavens, or in some of the other heavens. And so so this new gift is a gift that God calls, and you guys may look up this word. When I looked it up this morning after having the gift for about 3 weeks, it's called God called it an Oscaris, right? And I'm like, okay. And that's a heavenly word. That's a Latin word. What does this word mean? It actually means to win an Oscar. It's getting an ultimate gift for your service or what you do. And so I got this gift. And it's very different than any other gift. I cannot count the things it does. I hope I can give it to other people. And we'll see. But it's an amazing gift that supersedes all the gifts so far. But it really is like winning an Oscar. And when I ask the question, how often is this gift? What, you know, tell me something. Give me something, God, right? He said, you have a better chance of winning an Oscar on earth than you do of getting this gift from heaven. So I was happy because I was like, cool, I won an Oscar, you know, whatever. But this gift is an amazing gift that does multiple things, mainly to create a heaven, to create your heaven here on earth. And so this gift is a super gift. I know I'm going to be working with it because anytime they start teaching me something new, which is, you know, a lot of the time, frankly. But when I start really getting pushed into, like, you know, look at this, pay attention, do it this way. No, not like that, like that. And so when I go into that, then usually this just simply means I'm going to be able to teach all you guys about it. And so I'm super excited about it. We're going to be doing it certainly at the retreat. God showed me that this gift will kick into some crazy gear, as I'm used to the vortexes there in Ojai. Ojai has these amazing energy vortexes. We're going to be there at the retreat center right on top of where I lived. It's next door. Okay. I lived right across the street. And that was the ranch that Kevin and I had there. And Kevin's going to be there, which is interesting. So, hey, Kevin Trudeau's coming. And we got all the monks coming. What does that mean? I have no clue. Except I believe that we're going to learn some types of enlightenment that we probably don't know. We're going to learn some stuff. And I think it has something to do with the perfect situation, the perfect enlightenment. I think it has something to do with this major spiritual gift that God gave me the other day, called the Oscaris. And if any of you guys look that up and find out anything about it in history or anything, let me know. Okay. The best we could figure out is it means to win an Oscar. It's like in high regard. Let me know. And let me know if you can fix humid hairdo days. I'm joking. Anyway, Michelle, you live in Vegas. You got it made. There's not a lot of humidity there, right?
There's no humidity.
You take me to humidity, this will be like poof. It'll be bigger than your hair, Gary.
Oh God. Anyway, you have to tame it. Yeah, that's alive. Anyway, so this miracle gift is crazy. It does stuff. I don't know at all what it does, except the things that I've seen it do so far are far beyond anything I've ever seen and ever done. And so we'll see. Let's see what this, you know, that has ongoing. I wish I could tell you more about it. I don't know how to tell you. But God's teaching me, and I usually when he teaches me, then it's like there's one little keys to the kingdom kind of thing, and he'll go, okay, now tell him to do this, and then you guys are in. So I think just stay tuned for that. That's going to be something pretty exciting, I think. But this was a week, I noticed this week that addicts went crazy. If any of you guys are addicts, I'm sorry. If any of you guys know addicts, which is all of you guys probably, I'm sorry. This was a hard week on them. It was a really hard week on addicts. And addicts got their volume turned up in a negative sense. I'm like, God, what is going on? What is happening? And he was like, in order to make addicts aware of what's happening with them and the rest of the universe, I had to turn the volume up on the negativity. And so you addicts out there, you got to be really, really cautious now. This is a time to really watch your P's and Q's and really work on it, because I saw, you know, the volume getting turned up on the negativity on addicts 1,000 times. What could that possibly look like? So that's going to be really tough on a lot of you guys. And so you have to back off. You have to ask God for gifts, and you'll be able to get above it. Addictions usually are upside down pyramids. If any of you guys are dealing with addiction tonight, please put your question in, because I want to clear anything to do with addiction. And that's the hardest thing to clear. I learned how to clear it last year, and it was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing what I saw happen. Sometimes it would stick, sometimes it wouldn't. That's up to the addict, and it's up to how serious they take their problem. But this is a no joke scenario. So that's going on right now. So there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of drama going on, a lot of drama queens out there. You know, there's an upside down pyramid, and if you see all that stuff in there, that's from Dante's Inferno. You'll see Limbo Land. You'll see those little black balls. That's a human in there in the black ball. Lot of crazy stuff. Those little things that look like jail cells and train cars and cages, not nice. And so this is what an upside down pyramid is sort of made of. And then when it's full of black, energy, it has this horrible vibration that brings you the most unlucky in the world. And so, or in God's universes. And so, and also can make you sick and or kill you. So none of these things are cool. You want to really work on this. So pay attention to your addicts, and you'll see that, you know, by paying attention, sometimes you'll just know the right thing to say to help or do whatever. And so, Michelle, who we got? Who we talking to?
Hi, Gary. I've got
all. It is all over the board. Everything is all over the board. So it's every which way.
Yeah, you know? But I got some good ones for you. And if it's okay, I'd like to start with Alyssa Neal. Hi, yeah. Alyssa. How are you? Go ahead and unmute.
Hey, my girl.
I'm from Las Vegas. And on I'm sorry. Sunday, it's okay. On Sunday, I got broken up with by my boyfriend, who had an addiction to heroin when he was 16. But he from what I know, he healed from it. But he is a professional poker player. And from what I know, I feel like he's crazy addicted to a lot of stuff. And so he broke up with me out of the blue, and it was like everything I did wrong, and he ended up calling me psychotic. And like when you said addict, it just like was crazy, like that happened.
And it so fit, right?
Together. Yeah, we're not.
A lot of finger pointing. You.
Yeah. And it was super out of the blue. And he just admitted something very personal to me like the week before. And I feel like he kind of created a lot of like relationship traumas. And I just want to be cleared because I love him, but also I don't want to be with him because it was really hard.
Got it. I got it. I'm so sorry you're going through this. When I look at you, you have a black pyramid on one side of your body.
Also, I've had like the worst autoimmune psoriasis flare up of my life since I've been with this guy. It's all over.
Okay. Well, let's see if it goes away. When I look at you, you have an upside down black pyramid on one side of your body on the right, and then one on the left. I just cleared those two. And you have one over your body. This means that this energy is eating you alive. I'm clearing that. Okay. When I go up into the spiritual dimensions, even far above the Milky Way, I'm clearing the same routine. I see some super aggressive demons from a low vibration. Okay. It's the kind of demons that looks like a demon. They got fangs. They got big teeth.
I have dreams of those demons all the time, and they have red eyes.
They have red eyes. They bring a lot of horror dreams to you. But I'm going to clear all that. Is that okay? Now watch what happens when I clear that whole dimension. I got rid of about 600 of those. How do you feel right now?
Like I'm going to cry.
Okay, because that's because you got healed. Feel how you feel super, super light though, and really kind of a little giddy inside, slightly happy
for no reason. Better.
Okay, honey, you're going to be okay. Those were super aggressive demons. I got rid of those. When your boyfriend is a little bit suicidal, makes sense? Yeah, he flirts with hanging himself. He wants to go out that way. Make any sense?
No, he's never admitted it to me, but he has a closet that he like does his like office and his work space is in his closet, and it freaks me out that his gun is sitting there, like just next to it. Like I just always felt like I had to keep an eye on him to protect him.
Yeah, well, that's true. That makes sense. But I don't think he'll shoot himself. He's actually fantasizing about hanging himself. You know, that's the type of demon that's around him. I just killed that demon, too. He had six of them. One of them will give you a fit. He had six. And so I just got rid of those. And now I got rid of all the other stuff that was affiliated. I got rid of, he had six of those upside down black pyramids on him. And in this dimension, and then he had six up in the cosmos dimensions up above the Milky Way, and I got rid of those. He has two or three black holes eating him alive. Got rid of those. There hates one of his parents, loves one of his parents. What's the deal there?
I think he hates his mom and he loves his dad because his dad is the same as him. Like,
oh, makes sense to you though, right? When I say that, yeah, it makes sense though. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm clearing all those crazy energies. He has bipolar energies with his mom and dad because they're so different. Mm-hmm. There we go. I just cleared all that off of him. Angry with cars, really pissed off with cars.
His car always breaks.
Yeah, he's got car demons. He really does. People can have car demons.
No, like, how can you have a damn car demon? Does.
Yeah, and so he's always, but anyway, I just cleared that off of him. He may have a jealousy with a sibling. Maybe it's a sister. I'm not sure if it's a sister.
It's a sister. He is a sister.
Yeah. Very jealous. Hates her guts, you know. Loves her. Hates her guts. Loves her. Hates her guts. All right. And so, weird. There we go. I'm just clearing all this off. Pretty much everything he is, he's not. So whatever he loves, he hates. And so, he gets messed up like that. So he loves you, so he has to hate you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just went through that routine so you wouldn't take it too personal. Okay. And so, but he actually really does love you. You're the only person that's ever been fair or nice to him.
Really?
So, yeah, you're it. And so, and he don't know how to deal with that. And so, but I just cleared everything off of him that's making him be nasty and angry. Let's see how he does now.
Okay. I don't know if I'll ever talk to him again.
Mm-hmm, you will. And so,
Can you like clear? Because I feel like particularly like my grandparents, they kind of like, for me, I feel like I see a bunch of like myself, like my grandparents and myself. So like my grandparents choose men who are mean to them, and I choose men who are mean to me, and I just don't know how to like go about that and clear it. Like I meditate every night and I try.
You're certainly worthy of a great guy. Ask God for a great guy. Just do that now. Yeah. Right now. Yeah, God, bring me a good one.
God, bring me a great guy.
Okay. He's saying, he's looking through the book of life. He's looking through your book of life. He says he has to rip out two nasty pages having to do with this guy. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. He just ripped two pages out of your book of life, which is rare that he ever changes that.
Really?
That's rare. Yeah, that's rare. He did that though. And now then you're starting to feel like you're floating upwards. Something feels like it's happening in a big, big way. Hard to explain how you're feeling. Feel all that going on? You see?
I just love God so much. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. Well, he loves you back. And so he must love you back to rip out your nasty pages in your book. And so there we go. So let's see what happens now. But I feel a really great guy, and I see a wonderful friend. You already have a good friend. What's her name?
There's a couple. One that I'm going to brunch tomorrow with, her name's Rachel.
That's her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's your buddy. Yeah. She's your real friend. So just give her a hug. All right.
Okay.
Good luck, honey.
I appreciate you. I love you so much.
Hey, love you back. That's so
thank
cool.
Thank you. Listen,
I feel better. Very. I feel better. I feel better that you feel better. Good Lord.
Yeah, you can see her smile. She looks pretty when she smiles. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who we got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Kimmy. Hi, Kimmy.
You got her?
Yep, I got her right here. Thank you. Our condolences, by the way.
Hi, Kimmy. San Leandro, California. Hi, Gary.
Hey,
hi.
Girl. Hey, girl. Hey, so what's going on? What's happening?
Well, about a month and a half ago, my mom passed. She'd been sick with dementia. And then 2 weeks after my mom passed, I was going over to my mom's caregiver's house. She's 52, to let her know about mom's funeral time and everything. And I hadn't heard from her in a couple of days. So me and her sister went over to her house. Nobody was answering the door. So I took a crowbar, smashed open her back door. When we got in there, we found that she had passed in her bedroom. We found her on the floor, and we just don't know what happened. I mean, it was 2 weeks after mom passed, and we haven't gotten the autopsy report back, and there's like no answers, and we just don't know what happened to her. Her name was Stephanie, and she was 52.
Mm-hmm.
She was my mom's caregiver for 2 years, and I've known her for 20.
I think she had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks, it just looks like a heart thing, you know? And so, sad, sudden.
I know. We didn't expect that at all when we were walking.
But it's like, I think so. I think it was that. Does she have a kidney problem or any kind of diabetic issue, or do you know?
She never called in sick, and she never went to the doctor ever.
Okay. Well, she might have should have. And so, yeah. But that's what I see. And so it's just like, it was her time, I guess, you know?
And so, all right. So you don't see like she'd taken something like too many.
I don't think so.
Okay. Could you clear me and her sister? Her sister's name is Deborah. Can you clear us from the.
Yeah. Easy to do.
Finding her. It was so hard.
Yeah, that's hard when you find them like that. So I just cleared you off. I cleared her off. There we go. You know, now you feel really warm inside. Feel that nice feeling?
I do. I really do. Like really hot behind my ears.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I turned up your volume, honey. You're going to be okay. You know, sometimes people do pass. You know, it's like that. I see your mom in heaven. She tells me to tell you she has good sense now. And so she feels really good.
COVID took her voice 2 years ago, and she couldn't walk, she couldn't talk, she couldn't feed herself, nothing. I mean, me and Stephanie were her caregiver for 2 years. She couldn't do anything. And to lose my mom and then her caregiver, who I relied on so much, 2 weeks later, it's just been just so hard. Thank you for telling me she sees me.
She does. Your mom's happy. Your mom's really, really happy. She says she's young now. She's not an old bag, she says. Your mom's got a good sense of humor. And so
she does. Happy. I hope she's talking to everybody now that she can talk.
Yeah, she's happy. She's really good. All right, honey, good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Thank you, Michelle, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Aw. Good job, Gary.
Who we got, girl? Who we got?
I've got Vijay. I hope VJ? I said it right. Vijay. Hey, Vijay.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Gary. Pleasure to
have you. Hey, buddy. How you doing? What's going on?
For a couple of years, I've been dealing with a couple of health issues. What really took me down was some autoimmune stuff, psoriatic arthritis, and psoriasis. I've actually been working with Dr. Rubin as well, which we've been trying to figure out how to work with this. Recently, doing sort of an extensive fast to detox myself as well.
Good.
And I've just been having a lot of obstacles. One of them is I can't sleep, and also I have a lot of negative thoughts. Even when I do fall asleep for a nap, it's always negative dreams. So it just feels like everything's spiraling. Everything we try seems to be hitting a roadblock. And especially this latest one, not being able to sleep at all is just ruining my world with the negative.
I'm going to go into the demon dimensions, okay? And I'm going to get rid of all of the demons I see. Is that okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. You've got a demon that's got his hand in your head. He's got a clawed hand, and he's got his hand reaching inside your brain, squeezing your brain. And so, and there, I just am breaking his fingers off one by one. And then I caught him on fire and blew him up. And there we go. How warm are you?
The back of my head feels warm, and I felt vibration down my back.
Good. Okay. You have another demon doing the same thing to your heart, so you can't feel love. So you're having a very hard time loving yourself, and you're having a hard time feeling love. And so, and I'm peeling, actually there's three of these demons, and I'm getting rid of three of those. Okay. There they go.
I'm sort of a hermit.
What?
I've become sort of a hermit during this process.
Yeah. Well, you do that sometimes when you're mad at yourself. There we go. Got rid of that mess of stuff. There we go. And then there's a, looks like a group of demons, like a front, you know, like a whole line of them marching towards you. And you always have that feeling like something's going to get you. And that's all those demons. And I cleared that front of demons off of you.
I'm almost planning for the negative.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. You're conjuring it up and it's obliging you. And so stop it. Yeah. Think of positive things. I see this ball of beautiful golden light coming down. Maybe this is a gift that you got from Dr. Rubin, but I see this ball of light coming down around you. Look how warm you got now. See? Yeah. Really warm. Really warm. Now, I want you to listen to this.
Okay.
How quiet's your head?
Right. I just feel this warm sensation down in my legs.
Good. That's because it's all the way through your body. Good. I cleared your energy. I got rid of, 603 demons. And so that was a few. And so now you're just inside this ball of light. Looks like that. And you're feeling good. You're feeling good. Stay in the ball of light. Imagine that. It's an orb comes from God. Just say, God, thank you for my gifts. God, thank you for my gifts. And then remember to clear your dark energies every day and quit having negative thoughts. Stop it.
So this will help me get through these obstacles to finally break through to get healthy, hopefully.
Yeah, you'll push through. You'll push right on through. I see. If you attack it aggressively right now, you will. But don't be lazy. On a scale of 1 to 10, how lazy are you?
I actually push myself a lot. It's my physical because my joints are very swollen, so I push myself to get out, walk, and try to be as physical as possible. But good. Limitations with the pain, right? I am limited by how much I can move around.
Got it. Okay.
My joints being sore.
Okay, but you wouldn't say you're lazy.
No.
Good. All right. Right. Well, yeah, there's no excuse then. Yeah, you'll push on through the little pain thing, and it'll be smaller as it goes. You have different things. You're reacting to certain foods that are giving you inflammation is what I see. So that would be a Dr. Rubin question, better than a Gary question, because he's really good with stuff like that. And so, but whatever these foods are that are creating more inflammation in your body, that's messing with you, and I just fixed it. And so I fixed the way it was happening. And so now then you're gonna feel good. See, I look at you. You feel giddy inside. I like it.
Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank good. You. I see you're very welcome, and I see your child spirit all inside you, and it looks really good. So there we go. Ask me questions and about things, and you'll find you get answers. You can ask yourself questions, and you can get answers too. And so I feel like that if you get in the practice of that when you meditate, you'll actually see some beautiful enlightenment happening. So good luck. All right.
When I meditate, ask myself the questions I would think about.
Ask yourself. Ask God questions and ask yourself questions. And you're going to be like, wow, look at that. Yeah. Oh. Looks good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Thank you. Cool. There we go. Good job, I like him.
Gary. Nice.
I like him.
Yeah. Me too.
Who are we talking to?
All right, I got Adam Roberts. All right, hi, Adam. Thank you for being so patient.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Adam. What's your question?
Hi. First of all, you've helped so many people in my life, and I've never had the courage to come on here and ask my own question.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, buddy.
I'm from dry Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and I have had a mysterious health issue that causes numbness and pain in the back of my head, and it causes debilitating fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And for almost 7 years, I've tried to figure out what it is with numerous doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I luckily was able to manage my own symptoms. I would work out, I would feel better, I would exercise, I'd mm-hmm. balance my stress, I'd nap. And recently I feel worse and my head pain got worse. And so I'm scared and I'm nervous.
I got to do this now to get rid of a dark energy. It's going to get ahead of me. When I look, I'm getting rid of a dark energy on your neck. And there we go. It took 62 spiritual gifts to get rid of that particular entity. And if you notice now, the back of your neck is warm. And if you notice, your hands feel light. And if you notice, your feet are feeling kind of light and tingly. And if you notice, your sinuses are opening now. And you'll feel sort of brighter in your head, you know? There's a dark energy. You also have an eating disorder demon. I just threw that out of your belly. So and that'll make you not eat something, eat all of something, not drink something, drink all of something. I mean, you know, it'll do like it'll get you to not drink water, or it'll get you to do stuff, you know, whatever. And so, but there, I just got rid of this eating disorder demon. You had six of those. Does that make any sense?
Kind of, yeah, because of the way I feel, I'm hard on myself on what goes into my body and what doesn't.
There you go.
Sometimes it causes anxiety. It's like,
yeah, no, it's an eating, it's a demon. No, these are demons. You got an eating disorder demon. You know, yeah. You'd be better off to go out and eat fried chicken. You'd be better off. You should go eat like I eat every day. But you would be better off to do whatever than to monitor yourself to where the eating disorder demons kick in. And so that's what you had going. So, but I just got rid of all those. You're going to feel a whole lot better not having those things, you know, dictating how you live your life. You had the other demons that were keeping you awake, messing with your sleep. Yeah. And so, yeah, you have a hard time sleeping, buddy, sometimes?
Yes, just recently because of how worried I am about what's going on with my pain and my fatigue. It's making it hard to live my life even regularly. So
yeah, your eating disorder demons are making you eat exactly backwards. So whatever you're doing exactly the wrong thing at exactly the right time to make you feel tired and fatigued. and so the doctors, when they try to figure out what's wrong with you, they go, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, right? They don't have a clue. And they never do when it comes to eating disorder demons. And so, but I just cleared all those. You're going to be all right. You're going to feel better. You know, you're going to feel really, really better. You look super bright now. You have a God matrix that just moved into your body, into your chest. It's a big giant matrix of light, and it just moved into your chest. It's got beams that go out like this. This will allow you to manifest your heaven. So whatever you want to do, go do it, you know? And so I feel really good about it. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not. That ended last year.
Yeah, I see you in one. So you got a relationship showing up. Be aware, you know.
And do you see this? Do you see my fatigue getting better? And
yeah, eat. Yeah. Is it your food is messing with that? Do you drink water?
All the time.
Okay, so that's not it. Okay, and so, but it feels like all you got to do is just, you know, change your diet a little and you're going to be okay, you know, and just allow yourself to eat. You're looking good now. I got you all bright. See, you feel really warm now. Look how warm you feel.
I do.
Okay. That's your light going into your body. You'll be all right.
Can you see me getting better and more
yes. energy? Yeah. Let me say it again. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 I don't blame you for asking me 10 times, but yeah, no, you're going to be okay, buddy. You're going to feel a lot better. Yeah. You're a beautiful person too. You got such a beautiful energy in there, you know?
Thank you. It's just, yeah. It's hard. It's hard when I feel like this, because I feel like I can't do anything with how tired I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, your adrenals are playing games on you a little bit. You had a little bit of an adrenal thing going. And so in the morning, are you sluggish or you got energy in the mornings?
Very, very sluggish.
Yeah. And so when I had my adrenals just shut down to where I don't even think I had an adrenal, you know, whatever. And so for a long time I was on hydrocortisone in order to give me light, to give me enough energy to even get up. And because my adrenals didn't work, and so COVID messed them up, you know, and so, but now, you know, things come back around. It takes a while and then you're okay again. And so, but I see you being okay. That's what I see. So good luck. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah. My shoulders and neck are all warm where he got warm. Yeah. Awesome. That feels better. Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Brian Collins. Brian Collins, how are you?
All right, Brian, unmute.
I'm Chicagoland area.
Oh, cool. Hey, Brian, how are you?
That's great. But I think based on the way you described those upside down pyramids, I think I must have at least one of those.
And okay.
Me as well.
So, yeah. Well, you got one on your head. Let me get it off your head. And so there we go. I just cleared it off of you. You got one on your head, one on your heart. There we are. And one on one leg. There we are. And so now notice how you feel a little tingly, lighter, a little lighter feeling. You able to feel that or no? It's okay if it's a no.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do. Oh, you do. Oh, good. Oh, good. Good. And so there we are. Now you're looking really super bright, buddy. That's good. I think you'll feel a whole lot better. You did have some of those addictive entities that were playing games with you. Did you have addiction that ran in your family?
Alcohol.
No?
Alcohol.
Oh, alcohol. I'm sorry. I got a weird feed. I can't. I'm having a hard time hearing. And so I'm getting rid of that particular energy. Hereditary alcoholics is sort of a super tough thing. But I just got rid of the energy that was around that. And so many times it looks like that. And so you probably feel like that sometimes. And so there we go. Feel how light you feel now. Feel the light. You feel super light, right?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, you can stay feeling like that. You can stay feeling like that. And if you don't want to drink anymore, if you don't want to do whatever anymore, you'll find it's easier to not do it. You know, once I get rid of the dark energies, especially those aggressive entities that I got rid of on you, it's easy to quit. And so you'll find it's much easier to quit now. And so that's what I see. There you are. Yeah. You got a bunch of other people you're going to help too. I don't know who they are, but I see you helping the other folks. So nice. Very good. Good, buddy. Hey. Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with everything. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Beautiful light coming out of you. Everybody's got a lot of light. You know, I found that sometimes addicts have the most light. You know, they have the most dark, so they damn sure should have the most light, right? Mm-hmm. And it sort of rolls like that. And so it's interesting. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Natasha Brown. Natasha, how are you? Thanks for being so patient.
All right, Natasha, please good unmute. Tell us where you're from. Hey,
from Minnesota. Hey. How are you guys?
Hey. Gary. Hey, girl. Hey, how are you?
It's been a while. Can you start by clearing me, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you're backwards in your body, you know? And so when you are backwards in your body, you'll do everything backwards. And so does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I'm just I'm at my max capacity for stress and trauma, and I'm blocked. So yeah, I'm brain fog and I can't function well. So makes sense.
Yeah, let me just look here. Ask God for a brand new spirit. I turned your spirit around. Your spirit was backwards. And so many times your spirit can go backwards in your body, and that'll mess you up. And so I just cleared that. And now ask God for a brand new spirit. Say, God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
God, give me a brand new spirit, please.
There we go. Okay, good. Now you have a bunch of anger around you. Are you fairly pissed off most of the time?
Well, there's a lot going on.
There's always a lot going on with pissed off people.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean?
I'm angry with a lot of things going on. I'll go into that in a second a little bit, but yeah, I feel really, I'm just like hopeless at this point. I'm just frustrated with life.
Yeah. Let me work on you. There we go. All right. Ask God to help you get rid of your anger. And he's giving you a golden box. The golden box will replace the black box that you're in. When people get pissed, like butt hurt pissed, right? When people get just pissed off, what happens is you actually get surrounded in a black box that you're stuck in. And you can't get out of it, okay? And that's what I see on you. And the way you get that is to get pissed. And so this is a reason to not be pissed. But once you get in it, it's really almost impossible to get out of it. And you just get more and more and more frustrated. And so ask God for a golden box to replace the black box, okay?
Okay.
Just say, God, give me a golden box.
God, please give me a golden box.
To get rid of my anger.
To get rid of my anger.
Please, there it goes. There it goes. There it goes. Now you feel light on the top of your arms. Notice that? You
Getting
see? Getting hot. Okay. Well, the reason is because all that darkness is replaced with gold light now. And the gold light will bring you luck, abundance, happy, create your heaven, love, all those things. And so you have to now just stop dramatic thoughts. Don't think any more dramatic thoughts. I'm going to pull these out of your head. You know, I have the gift when you see, anytime you see me do this, guys, I have the gift of God's hand. Interesting, right? What a cool gift, right? And so when I do this, I'm pulling all the little dark energies and all the dark thoughts, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dark thoughts, and I'm pulling those out of your brain. Okay. And so when I see something that's too overwhelmingly big for me to just do it, I ask for the gift of God's hand, and then you'll see me do this sometimes. See, a lot of times you'll see me, you guys see me moving my hands around doing different things. Well, different hand gestures for me kicks in different gifts. And so, but that's what I just did with you, and I keep pulling all this off of you. Thank you, God, for the gift of your hand. And you guys can get that gift too if you ask for him. Ask him for the gift of his hand. That's a big deal. And you got God's healing hands. Just like God has the healing hand, you can have the healing hand. There we go. All right, now look at that. Boy, most of you got that gift right then. That really excites me. I think I can give my gifts easier that I have now that I got this new gift called the Oscars, all right, that God gave me the other day. Because I never seen that gift transfer that fast. So look how you're getting really warm inside. Feel that?
Feel calmer.
Good.
Can you please clear my kids and my partner as well?
Okay. There.
My partner's uncle committed suicide a few months ago, and he's just been angry as well.
Yeah. Well, I got the uncle to the light.
Thank you.
There we are. There. Feel how quiet your head got? Good. That's when I cleared your partner, not you.
Thank you.
So you're an empath. You're picking up a lot of stuff from your partner. So there we go. Yeah.
Thank you. The reason I called though is our 18-month-old cat got attacked by the neighbor's dog Thursday night. And she's not doing well.
You're like a country song.
I could take a full hour, but I won't because I know there's a lot of people that need you. It's been crazy. Like, that's why I think I've been pissed. It's just like one after the other. Is she internally bleeding? Like, is she going to be okay? Or
she is now. She looks like she got over the hump. She looks good.
She's not eating. She's not drinking. She's growling.
I feel like she's all freaked out, but it looks like she lives.
So. Can you clear her?
I did. She's
traumatized. She is. Thank you. Okay. She'll live. She will live.
Yeah. I think so. I think she will. Yeah. Yeah. If she don't drink within the next few days, you have to take her into the vet and have them do an IV.
IV. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then I just need one more request. I don't know if you're familiar with this story, but this is something that's also gotten under my rage radar. A young girl needs our help. Her name is Alexis Lorenz. She's in critical condition in California. She was forced to take 3 vaccines in order to get medical care for her PNH blood disorder. And she had an allergic reaction within 10 minutes, and she's fighting for her life. So if there's anything you can do to clear her or help her pain levels, I'm just, my heart is broken for this situation, and she needs all the light she can get.
I just give her a lot. I did a lot right then, really fast. And then, frankly, it's in God's hands, and they push me out of the way. See, sometimes I'll go to do something. They'll go, okay, we got this. You go. And so that's what I had happen. So good luck. Good luck to her.
Thank you. Thank you, Natasha. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Thank you, too. Yeah. Nice.
Sad. I heard about Alexis.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Find me the happiest person on the show.
Okay. Oh, Lord, I got William Demps.
I'm the happiest person. Really, somebody, William, you're not allowed to bitch about nothing.
No, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so
if somebody's killed your dog or your cat, if they stole your damn truck, I don't care if they stole your
God. So yeah. There's a light storm going on my side of the fence. It's the only way I can explain it. Good. I am going to be having my first book going to be put over in New York City as a billboard. It's going to be going off for a month. I got a really big interview with Logan Crawford. He's an Emmy Award winning reporter. We're going to be having this October 22nd interview coming up. Good. There is a bunch of stuff going on. And today I actually baked 128 sub rolls from scratch. So I've been punching walls, just hitting streaks. I need a booster shot. No BS.
Yeah, I think you're good. And so anyway, so good to see you. Let me look at you. Yeah, no, you know what you got? You actually are working on manifesting what you want. And you're either smart
enough. Yeah, it's crazy.
I always say this, you're either smart enough or dumb enough to do it. And it don't matter which one. And so like somebody goes, well, how do you do that? Well, I'd manifest it. Well, how do you manifest it? Well, either I'm smart enough or dumb enough. And I just do what God tells me to do. And so, but
I'll tell you a secret to it. If you want to hear it.
Yeah, I do.
You want to hear? All right. So I've been talking with my angels and I've been talking with my dead relatives on the other side. So one key secret, and this is going to sound really silly. You should always be daydreaming. Just whatever you have to do, just keep your mind in a daydreaming mentality. As silly as that sounds, like when you're on the road, like for 6 hours, and just let your mind just drift off.
Well, you're in like an alpha. In a state of dreaming. Well, see, that's very true. When you're in this alpha state, the miracles happen. Well, anyway, I see you looking really great. You know, it's really crazy. You're the first person that got this Oscar's gift.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to share it with everybody. I'm sending Reiki out. I'm just pumping everything out. It's just like, you know, today was a hard day at work, but I just stuck through it. I just, you know, you just got to punch like 150 pounds of dough, like out of a bowl.
You can see spiritually. Can you see the thing spinning in your head right now?
I'm seeing like seven, and they're different colors of the rainbow. One of them's particularly blue, and it's like a wheel. It's like spinning, and it's got wheels in wheels.
Yeah,
it's really crazy. I always have them. I can touch them sometimes, you know, mentally, or I can just, you know, energetically connect with them. And I'm just, you know, I'm just punching walls and just being kind of crazy.
Very young. Good luck, buddy. You got a really gift of light there. Let's see what happens. Okay.
Let me know. Yeah, I'm going to share it with everybody, and I hope everybody has it.
I do too. I don't know. It's a different type of gift. So let's see what happens. Okay.
You're awesome. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Good job.
That's a good crazy. I'm watching this thing. I'm actually watching his head. And so his head's got this thing going round and round and round inside. Interesting. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Well, Dwayne's also happy here, but he's got something to share with you. So I got Dwayne Dunham. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. Hey, Gary. How are you?
Hey. Hey, good. Nobody stole your truck, right?
No, my truck is still there. Thank you. Yeah.
Good. So, all right.
I need your help. Every morning, I clear my dimensions. I go up to heaven. I greet the heavenly beings. I go talk to God. So one morning, I went up there, and I've been feeling a little stuck. And say, I want to travel. So I asked God where I should go. And he shows me this city. And we fly around the city, and I don't recognize it. We fly around it again, and I still don't recognize it. We go around a third time, and he sticks a flag up there. And the flag, and I recognize the flag. I'm like, okay, is that where I'm supposed to go? And I'm like, and I get the answer, yes, that's where I'm supposed to go. Now, the place is Israel. And I'm like, that's not the place I would have picked. And I'm like, if that's where God wants me to go, I'll go. I mean, but it just seemed a little odd. And I was like, do you see it the same way? And it was beautiful flying around the city. I loved it. It was kind of awesome, but it was.
Well, I think, it's, you know, Israel's one of the, I've never been. I've been invited many times and I got to go. But it's really a magical place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of light. There's, you know, of course, there's a lot of stuff going on there. There's a lot of dark happening, but there's a lot of light. And some people get crazy, crazy spiritual gifts by going there. Okay. And I have an adopted nephew that I've had since he was about 9 years old. He's this weird, bizarre story kid born with a platinum spoon in his mouth and a golden spoon and a silver spoon and a diamond spoon, you know, right? And so he don't do anything except whatever he feels like. And so, he didn't take after his Wall Street side of his family, which is his family and his father and all. He took after me. And so he's spiritual. He's really super spiritual. He travels all over the planet all the time to all these magical places. And he'll call me from the center of the vortex of the center of the world, right? Whatever he's doing, right? But he gets a lot of spiritual gifts from Israel and continues to go back. And every time he goes back, he has an amazing enlightenment and crazy things. And so there we are.
Okay. So, right. Cool. Yeah, on the same note, I would do the same thing. Every morning I clear, I go to heaven, I talk to God. And I ask God to show me my soulmate. And then he shows me my soulmate. And I just want to make sure I was right about that too. That's exactly what he did, right? He shows me picture of a woman. I'm like, okay, that's what I asked for. That's what he showed me. So I was like, okay, I'm good. And I just accepted that's what it is. And I just move on from there. So
I think that's good. And it feels correct. And I see you also going to Italy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Italy's on the list. So yes, it's always been on the list. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a really good time. I see you getting a lot of gifts. I specifically see you getting a lot of gifts from the Vatican.
Okay, I'll go there.
So for you, that'll be magical. So there we are.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to go. Right? Yeah, I want to go too. It'll be all fun. Right. Who are we talking to?
Again, Gary. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I've got Martha Gamma. Martha Gamma right here.
You got her?
Yep. Hi, Martha. Thanks for being so patient. How are you?
Hi. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, my girl.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question?
So I have a son who's autistic, and he goes through times where he fusses a lot. He's nonverbal, and I just don't know what he wants. I want to know, how could I help my son?
Okay, and ask God for it. Let me stay with this. Okay, let me say it and then go to the next thing in a second. Ask God for the spiritual gift of a sword to clear your autistic son.
God, may I please have the sword to clear my autistic son, please?
Okay, reach up and get it. It's a diamond sword. Reach and get it. There we are. Okay. As soon as you took the sword, your sinuses opened slightly, and you started feeling a little lighter. There we are. Right? And so feel that? Okay. Now I want you to take the sword and go around and around you. Go all the way around you. And as you clear yourself, you feel a little warmer and a little lighter and a little lighter and a little warmer. There we go. Now then, I want you to take the sword and I want you to clear your son. Clear him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. There. Now, when you cleared him, see, you felt like you could breathe better. You see? That's because he feels like he can breathe better. He has black blobs that attack him because he's such a bright light. And this sword is a very powerful sword, and it gets rid of black blobs and of negativity. And so there we go. And you can just go round and round him again. There we are. There we go. Now look how light you feel now. See? Feel the difference?
Feel really hot.
Okay. Well, he feels really hot because you healed him. Now then, if you look higher, you'll see a spirit that's above the earth, and it's above his body. That's his true spirit. And if that gets inside of his body, how old is he now?
4.
Is he verbal?
Not really.
Okay. Well, if this slips into his body, then he'll start talking and he'll pop out of autism.
Okay. Yes, I want that.
All right. And so ask God for the gift of his higher self to move into his physical body.
God, may I please have the gift of my son's higher self to move into his body, please.
Okay, all right. Now I'm surrounding it with light, fighting a lot of demons trying to keep this from happening, clearing his body at the same time, getting rid of an enormous amount of demons that are around his world. There we go. And so now then, and I'm talking to him. Say his name for me.
Santiago.
Okay. He listened. When you said his name, he could hear his name through me on a spiritual level. And he was like, wow, you know. And so, Santiago, slip into your body so you can talk to your mama. Yeah. He says, you want me to slip into my body? I said, yeah. And so he just now went into his body. Now you got warm and a different warmth. Feel that different warmth? Okay.
Yeah, and sorry.
That's okay, honey. His higher self just moved into his body, his big higher self, his big God self. If you practice with the word hello.
Hello. Hello. Okay.
Okay. Listen in your head. There, you heard hello. See, you heard it again. See, you heard it again. Hear that in your ear?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay, that's how he's going to hear. So if you say hello to him, and you're able to because you're connected to him, he's going to then say hello. Just start with one word, and then he'll just talk his head off, okay?
Okay, I have another question,
All right.
If that's okay. Why do I have such a hard time? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it's so dark in my room. Why do I have such a hard time getting rid of my anger?
It's your mother.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's okay. Makes sense, right? Yeah. I'm just clearing it off. There you go. Now it'll be easier. Okay. Good luck, honey.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Hey. Thank you, back.
You, Martha. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, let me know. Let me know about Santiago. I love that name. That's exciting. He's going to start talking his little head off. It's so interesting when they do. When they start, you've seen it a lot of times, Michelle. They'll just go, you know, and keep talking. So there we go. Who are we talking to now?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Juan Diego Leon. I hope I said that right.
I'm glad you said that.
Juan Diego Leon and his sister.
Hey, Juan. Unmute yourself.
There you go.
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you?
Hey, glad to talk to you. Where are you?
We are from Ecuador.
Wow.
Where?
Ecuador.
In the Kevin Trudeau show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for watching the show.
Yeah, we watched you in the Kevin Trudeau show. We loved all the energetical work you made there, and I had a breakup with my girlfriend a few months ago, and I feel very blocked. You know, I'm going very months depressed and sad, and I wanna ask if you can see something on my field, some demons or something about it.
Yes, of course. Say your name again.
Juan Diego.
Leon.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, ask God for a new heart. Just say, God, give me a new heart, please.
God, give me a new heart, please.
There we go. Reach and get it and put it in your chest. There you go.
Sorry?
Reach and grab the heart and put it in your chest. And put it in your chest. There we go. Ah, so you got warm, see? Good. There you go. Now you got a brand new heart. I see you attracting love. Perfect love. And you'll be able to love and be loved. And so there. Feel how you feel warm in your chest now? You feel warm? Really warm. Right? Yeah. And your sister feels it too. You feel that?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Your sister is really empathic. Yeah. And so what is it like, you guys being so ugly? Both of you guys are gorgeous. You guys are just beautiful people. Look how pretty you are. You can't be depressed. You can't be depressed about love. You know, you're both gorgeous people. You can find all the love you want. Don't you think so, Michelle?
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question, honey? Yeah, I love her. She's so sweet.
I don't speak very good English because I'm from Ecuador, so I don't know how to say it, but I saw you in the Kevin Trudeau show, and it's an honor to meet you. And first of all, I would like to tell the
You can have your brother. You can also ask your brother to help you. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I see in the translator.
Okay.
I want to know if you saw in the Kevin Trudeau show, can you help with one money process? Because I feel like my family always is struggling with that, and I can say you if you can help me with that, if you see something in my field that, you know, struggling with money of in my family, it's like in all of the lineage in my family, it's like always struggling and always like
swimming. Well, I just cleared all this stuff off of you, both of you guys, and your whole family. And you're going to feel a lot better. See how warm you feel? You feel warm and fuzzy. See? You feel all good. You know? Yeah. And see people want to help you. And so you have this energy where people really want to help you guys out. How old are you, honey? How old are you? And so.
I have 17 and he has.
That's my age.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. How old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
Okay. So you're 19, you're 17. You guys got your whole life in front of you. I see you're doing really, really well. I see which one of you, are both of you studying in America?
Well, now my college is the Global Information Network.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The club of Kevin Trudeau. Yeah. I'm very obsessed with the
material.
Yeah.
I see some things coming along. You know, I'll talk to Kevin about this. I'm going to be spending some time with him next week and the week after, rather, in Ojai, you know, because we're there doing a retreat. And so I see, you know, an opportunity for him to sponsor different people from different countries. You know, like, in other words, like a scholarship working with his thing. You know, with Jen, and so I think you guys would be great candidates for that, but I see a lot of people, and you know, I don't know if we're just lucky and we get to talk to all you guys from all over the world. You know, sometimes they find me one way, sometimes they find me with Kevin, but I think that he's going to do some sort of scholarship to where you guys are being involved in that. So pay attention to that and make sure your name's in that. Okay. And so, because I see that you guys have a lot of opportunities, that will just sort of show up. If you have the slightest door that's opened, that your opportunities will happen. Look how warm your hands got. You feel that, right? Feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can clear all our field. I don't
limpió
en todo nuestro campo de como las contraintenciones.
He wanna ask you, did you find something about the contraintention and you cleared it about her struggle with money?
Yeah, I got rid of that whole thing. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's all in one category. Yeah, I can do it fast. There you are. You're going to feel much better now. Yeah, both of you guys, you'll do really, really good. But I see some opportunities where you're going to study in America. And so see what that is. That's what I see. Okay?
Okay. Opportunities about study in America.
Yeah, and I think that Kevin's going to do some scholarships and some stuff. You know, I think you guys would be great candidates. I really do. And so, Michelle, make sure you have their information, Michelle. I think it'd be great. You guys would be like the dynamic duo. Dun da da. You know, you guys would be super. Okay?
Make sure you guys have my phone number or my email so that we can connect.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's just michelle@garyspivey.com.
Put it in the chat.
I'll put it in the chat.
There you go. Yeah, because I see you guys being very lucky. So there we go. Good luck, okay?
Good luck. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Really? You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Aww. You're welcome.
I love them.
Me too. Aren't they beautiful? They're just the nicest. Yeah. You know, I don't know. They got this big heart, this big old loving heart.
I would adopt them and sponsor them myself.
Uh-huh. You totally would, right?
I totally would, yes.
Yeah. There we are. We'll figure it out. Anyway, and so what we got going, Michelle? Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jersey. Jersey's on here. Jersey Jackie Muke, I think. Thank you for being so patient, Jersey. How are you?
Thank you, Michelle. Thank hello. You. Hello, Michelle. Hello, Gary. I come from Poland.
Oh, nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you.
Gary, like situation like this. 1 year ago, 4 cousins hit me. And on this time, I feel stuck, emotional pain. And now I attracting woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good news, good message. But I feel scared. I don't know what I'm say her. I little screw it this relationship. But I have a chance. I see a little chance for her and I. She is a physiotherapy for my hand.
Right.
And I on the next month I have next visit. Now I
so you're, so you're in love with your message. You're in love with your doctor, sort of.
Yes, exactly.
All right. There you go.
When I ask her when she want to leave and work, she say me on this place, but I don't know. Maybe it's I don't know. But I know I love her, and this situation for my I live on little village. This situation for my cousins, it's not good for me. I love this place, but I live here 37.
Oops, we may have froze. Well, here's what I see. Anyway, I got enough of it. Anyway, I'm just clearing. Yeah, here's the thing. Let me tell you. I'm gonna lose you because I can tell the feed is getting weird. I'm just clearing off all the dark energies that's messing you up. If you turn up the volume, I see you going out with this gal and having some fun. So she'll go out with you if you just ask her. So I would ask her and I would go start with, you know, something small, and then I see it getting into something more. She thinks you're handsome. You are. And she is already attracted to you, which is good news. And she's in a situation that she wanted to get out of, and I think she recently has. But it feels kind of nice. And so good luck with that. Looks good. I just cleared it off. And I think you do have possibilities there. So you're not off your rocker. You're not just in love with your doctor. You know, Michelle, you ever been in love with your doctor?
No. I wasn't. That didn't sound confident. Wait a minute. Like, she had 3 doctor's appointments last week.
You're funny.
What's that all about?
It's not about me. Yes. We're talking about Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
more fun. And he has a trauma. He has a trauma with hours. His cousins. His cousins that beat him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you and your doctors. You get to doctors a lot. Anyway, so just saying, Jersey, it looks pretty good. Keep on doing what you're doing. I like it. You know, and so, but I cleared off some stuff messing with you. You're going to feel a lot happier.
There we go. And also with the cousins, it gets a little lot better with that. So good luck. Good luck, my friend.
Thank
you.
Jersey. Yes. Thank you, my friend. And thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, more about this doctor stuff. I don't know.
Nice to see lots of people from all over the world. But I do have Gail Greenwood next. Not about me.
She had a doctor's appointment like at, I don't know, midnight. I don't know what that was.
You're funny. You guys are funny.
I was like, really? That's odd time that he keeps it midnight. That's right.
You're funny. Hi, Gail. How are you?
Hey,
Gail.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Things are going crazy around here. The place that I've worked at and stuff, a big, huge company bought it, and they let all of us go.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have no job, no nothing.
I think this is good though, because it looks like there's going to be a rehiring process that you may be in on. That's what I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrie's in a similar situation. They sold off all the lots that they were going to build houses that he'd be busy for 2 years. Sold them all off. Now he has nothing. And people aren't paying him for his jobs that he's done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Change for us?
Yeah, well, let me just clear him off. There we go. He's all depressed. There we go. I got him straightened out. That wasn't hard. You know, you look better now. There we are. Cleared you off.
Thank you.
I see new opportunities for him. This is with somebody he's worked with before. If anybody's ever worked with him, they adore his work.
Yeah.
You know, because he's great at what he does. And so I see this is someone he's worked with before, and I see them offering him a better position than what he had. So all this is good. I see you guys ended up in better spots than what you were in. And all you got to do is just shoot for those. Shoot for higher, and they may use you where you are. Where you were. They may actually just have you come back in because they're trying to sort out, you know, who's who and what's what. And it was such a big mess. They basically had to get rid of everybody and start all over. But now looks better for both of you. Frankly, the bad news is actually, I think, going to be good if you let it turn around in the next 2 weeks. I just got the light in there to where there's enough light to make it happen. Now, let's see how warm you got. You got super warm. Feel it? Different feeling. See?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. No, you got it. You got to allow yourself to feel. There it goes. Now you feel it. See? Then you felt it. See, you're mojoing yourself. Stop.
Today is off.
Yeah, quit hexing you. Quit hexing you. And he quit hexing him. And he's got to quit hexing you. You guys got to quit hexing each other. There we are. I got you all lit up. Him lit up and you lit up. You'll find that your thing will work out really good in the next 2 weeks if you let it. Okay?
Well, we did buy tickets tonight, so.
See what happens.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, there we go.
That's have good. An awesome weekend. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Good job. Thank you, Gail. It's always good to see you.
I love her. There we go. Aww, perfect. So who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got William Sheridan. William Sheridan, thank you for being so patient. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I just wanted to see if you could clear some addiction demons off me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I know I have them.
Yeah, what's your addiction of choice, if you would?
Oh, I like to overindulge with alcohol. I have a good time. Sometimes too much.
Yeah, let me just clear this. There. You just had a bunch.
You're warming me up.
Yeah, you had a bunch of demons. You had a few of these upside down pyramids, black ones, and so I cleared all those. You had a bunch of addictive demons, and I just got rid of all that. And so it'll be easy for you now if you try. If you just try. And so make an effort now, and you won't have all that pushback. You'll see. And so it'll be really, really easy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. See, now you feel Totally different.
So, I'm gonna be sweating. I'm sweating now.
Yeah, there we go, buddy. I got rid of the demons, and that'll get rid of the habit if you let it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Yeah. What's your question?
I see my mom and dad in heaven, but I want to make sure that I'm not making that up, and I want to make sure that they're not earthbound. Mom tragically died in a bike accident, and dad couldn't forgive himself, so he suffered for 6 years after that. I just want to make sure they're both in heaven.
She is great, and she says, "This idiot's with me." You know.
Yeah, I miss them so much.
Yeah. They were fun. They're fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, she's holding hands with him. He says he's good.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought I'd seen before. Because I went through your book.
Oh, that's what you saw? Oh yeah. You saw them holding hands. That's what they're doing now. But they're holding their hands up and
Oh, are they now? Okay, great. Yeah. I've seen them in heaven holding hands on a bench.
Yeah. Well, they are same
and young.
Yeah, and young. Yeah, they were good-looking young folks, too. I see them. They're both handsome. He's handsome. She's pretty. You know, great. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, they're all very good. She looks like a pinup model almost, you know, like one of those, you know, kind of pinup model-looking people, you know.
She was a little lady, but she was somebody you didn't want to mess with.
Yeah, she's good. They're both good. They love you. They said they love you.
I love them very much.
Tell their little boy. He says, "Tell my little boy I love him." You know, so anyway, that's
good. I appreciate it, Gary.
Hey, thank you. Work on the right now. Love you back. And if you work on the addictive thing right now, it'll be easy. That's what I see.
Yeah, I feel that. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like him. You like him? I like him.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Wasn't he? He's cool. Who are we talking to?
I like him too. Thank you. I've got Preston and Tatiana. Preston. All right,
Preston and Tatiana.
Hi.
Hey, Gary. Nice to meet you.
Hey, buddy. How have you been?
I'm very good, Gary. I just want to find out if there is any energy that I need to be cleared, especially financial.
Oh, okay. Let me see. There you go. Yeah, I just peeled some things off of you. Do you have a trip coming up? Any trip?
No trip.
Oh, I see some magical trip coming your way, you know? Oh. And so that feels really good to me.
Okay.
And so there may be a trip showing up in your world, and so take it.
See, because I have some great financial projects, but something weird happens in the last minute. Totally weird.
You know, I remember you telling that before, but I just got rid of what I saw. And so you'll see... again, ask God for a golden box to get rid of your anger.
Thank you for the golden box.
Just ask him. Say, God, give me the golden box, please.
Give me the golden box to get rid of all the anger and everything.
Now you got warm. See? You feel warm all over. Yeah, there.
Thank you so much.
That was your block on those deals. Now it's not there. Okay?
That's perfect. I appreciate it.
Cool. Good luck, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, anytime you guys get mad at stuff, you mojo yourself. If you get pissed off with anything, it's like you just, you know, you hex yourself. You don't want to hex yourself. It's like that. And so, and I can't wait. Hey, for you guys, join us at the Spiritual Retreat. Spiritual Retreat's coming up in beautiful Ojai, California. We'll be there hanging out with the monks. Kevin Trudeau will be there. Look really forward to it. Look really super forward to it. It's in a beautiful retreat center, the most beautiful place on earth. You guys will freak out. And so there we are hanging out. And so you guys come and check us out. And all you got to do, October 10th through the 13th, call Michelle, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548. And we'd love to have you there. You can reserve your spot. That's perfect. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I thought you were ending it. Sorry about that. I'm going to go ahead and put Shelly Ritchie on.
All right, Shelly, please unmute. You got her?
Oh, I thought you...
Nope.
Wait, did she disappear? I think she just disappeared.
So she got abducted by aliens.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's okay. I've got Alex Sanchez. Hi, Alex.
All right, Alex. I was looking at Alex. Oh, that's so funny. I was looking at him. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. How about you? It's good to see
you. I'm good. I'll see you in Ojai.
Yes, I'm excited. I'll be there.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I look forward to it. And so what's your question tonight, buddy?
So I wanted to know, you had mentioned before about my sciatic nerve. Do you see it healing or going away or just, I guess, feeling better anytime soon? It just comes.
There. There. You got dizzy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, really dizzy.
My heart's racing too.
Yeah. I just got rid of a bunch of dark energies causing that problem. It was a very complicated thing that I had to, anyway, if I go into it, it won't even make any sense, but you'll feel a lot better. See how now you feel lighter, better, back of your back's feeling better, hands, legs. There we are. See? Good. Yeah. Yeah, you'd had a darkness on your spine. You'll feel different now.
And Gary, okay. You had mentioned too as well that you see me exceeding or making it in life. Do you still see that happening romantically, spiritually, financially, that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The only thing you got to do is believe more in you.
I will.
That's all you got to do. I believe you. You believe you, and that's all you got to do.
I have to give a shout out to Michelle. She helped me because I had asked briefly on one of our talks about, how do we use our spiritual gifts? How can we make sure we use them right? And she helped a lot because that was one of my questions I was going to ask you. So I just like know that she definitely helped on that.
You, she's good like that. Yeah, she's good like that. But now look how warm you feel now. See, really warm. Yeah. Anytime I get rid of all these dark energies, guys, I mean, you know, you can do the same thing I do. You just have to ask God for the spiritual gift. You can even ask God for the spiritual gifts I'm using. To clear your energy there, Alex, and you had a complicated thing going on because you had multiple dimensions attacking you. But I was able to clear all those. I used, 630.
Wow, that's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah. And so now look how warm you got when I said that number. You see, you got really warm now, yeah. You know, because I told you the truth about the gifts. So, guys, you can't possibly, sometimes you guys are thinking, I'm going to use my sword and then I'm going to use my staff. Or, you're thinking, I'm going to use my whatever, right? Just use the gift to fix the problem. And the gift will show up in your energy field. And you'll be able to use that gift and wheel that gift to make it work for you. And it may be one gift. It could be 600 gifts. It could be 6,000 gifts, you see. And so, but just allow the gift to come to fix the problem. And you could say, that's God, okay. Please.
Yeah, I was just going to help, but shed some tears on today's call again. I'm just, all the callers, it just got to me. So you helping them was just like, wow.
I'm glad to. I'm glad to. I love you guys. And so there we go. Look forward to seeing you in Ojai. Thanks for coming to the retreat.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Me too. One more, Michelle. Who are we talking to? Let me talk to one more.
Okay, thank you. I got John Peckman. John Peckman. I got it right here. Hey, John. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Thank you, Michelle. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hopefully, and I'm working on this, and hopefully it won't be a problem, but it has been a problem. I want you to just look at my right hip and my right leg, especially when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. There we go. It was a little bit like the same thing he had. It was a sciatic nerve kind of thing, but it was actually kind of coming from your hip. Did you have any hip surgeries or anything like that?
2013, February.
Oh, you had that. Okay. And so I just see these nerves. Sometimes it takes a while for nerves to come back on, right? And so I just see some of the nerves got injured through that, and it's just taking a minute for them to come back on. And there, and I just now lit them up there. Now you feel pretty warm. See, there we go.
I'm going to physical therapy and I am doing the exercises. The other concern I have is I'm going to your retreat.
Yay!
Will it be a problem at all when I'm driving?
No, I think you're going to get through it. I think you may have to rest a little bit, but I think you're going to be fine. So there you go.
300 miles to the retreat.
Oh, you'll be fine. I see you getting there and just having the time of your life. Ojai itself is very healing. The energy in Ojai is healing. Even without me, it was wonderful. It's healing. But if you're there and you got me and you got, you know, Kevin's going to be there, you're going to have the monks. I'm so excited to see they go into some deep spaces for what they do. So I look forward to learning more about that and their gifts. And I think they're willing to share them, which is exciting. And so we're going to have a great time. So if you guys want to join us at the retreat, join John at the retreat as well. You can simply just call Michelle 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, and hook up for our spiritual retreat coming up on the 10th. And so, Michelle, anything I'm missing, girl?
We get the master class tomorrow.
So. Yes.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't get spotlighted tonight, you guys could always join us tomorrow. And
really simple. Yeah. Then all you got to do, GarySpivey.com, Enlightenment Club. And so I would love for you to join us tomorrow. The Enlightenment Club is a little different. The master class is where I really go into how to use your gifts and the mechanics of you using your gifts. And so there we are. And so this will be really fun because we got this new gift that I can't wait to learn how to use even more. And so that's the Oscaris. And so. So we'll see if we can go into that tomorrow a lot more, as well as a whole bunch of other things I'm going to be working on at the retreat. So I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Check it out, 2:00 Eastern time. And so, or call Michelle, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548. You can also join the virtual retreat. You can do that online as well. And so I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thank you.